You can also use the display filter on transport layer protocols. The filter tcp.port ../22 will show all traffic that uses TCP port 22. The filter udp.dstport ������53 will show UDP traffic going to port 53. DNS is a good example of this because it can use TCP or UDP. So this filter will actually isolate the DNS request to only UDP traffic. The filter TCP SRC PORT ������20 will show TCP traffic that originates on port 20. And the filter tcp.srcport ≥ 1024 will show traffic that originates on 1024 or higher. This is an example of a filter that could pick up suspicious traffic if applied to an IP address associated with a server. Servers should not be sending out outbound requests that are normally associated with ephemeral ports, and those definitely should not be going outbound. To get further into working with Wireshark, you will become familiar with terms such as IP.ADDR, which is considered to be a combined expression. IP.ADDR will match the filter term for both source and destination IP address. The same concept can apply for TCP.port and UDP.port.